Hello, good evening and welcome. It's the Anfield Wrap Unwrapped. I used to do this show, then they took it away from me. Now I'm back. It's me, Rob Gutman, coming in your ears. And I've got a great little team in the room here. I've got people I've not done work with before. I've got Leanne Prescott and David Lynch. I'm not going to do any jokes.
Yeah. I kind of get it out of the way now.
He's had a long career and now he's finally doing it. So it could be a bit of a weird one. John Gibbons and Mo Stewart. Thank you very much for joining me, guys. We're going to start off with a show I used to do. I used to love doing this one. It's basically, I sort of call it FSG and all that. You know, it's been 8 years since FSG walked through the deal, virtually 8 years. I think October's the anniversary. And I don't think we've properly taken the temperature of what we feel about FSG for some time. So I thought it was overdue in doing it. I'm going to start with you, David, on this one. It's been a good summer in the transfer market. We've narrowly came close to winning a European Cup final. There's all sorts of things on and off the pitch which feel right. It feels like the club's in rude health at the moment. Is that a fair assessment?
No, absolutely. I mean, do I have to declare my interest given that I worked for the club up until 2 weeks ago? So they used to be my bosses. So
directing avant-garde movies.
Yeah, of course. That was just a sideline.
That's a sideline, yeah.
But yeah, no, I think that's absolutely fair to say. I think Liverpool are in as good nick as I can remember on and off the pitch. And I think the fact that we already sort of seem to know that Liverpool might at least be the second best team in the league, then there's an argument to be made that maybe their ownership structure is the second best in the league as well.
Yeah, that's actually a good way of looking at it. I mean, Leanne, we were talking off air beforehand, trying to sort of gauge what we all thought about FSG, because there's a wide range of opinions across the fan base.